Please be seated. Who has a favorite Thanksgiving food? You're all going to eat food you don't like? Oh, here was one. Cranberry sauce? Very good. What else? Fall vegetables. Pumpkin pie. Dark turkey meat. I like dark turkey meat too. Your mother's stuffing. Very specific food. What else? Where are the white turkey meat fans? Oh, there are a few. Okay. We need disproportionate turkeys if we have turkey as a congregation, is what I just learned. Ham? You're a ham person. There are turkey people and there are ham people. I don't like ham, but it's very good. It's my bias. It's not the ham's fault. What else? Cranberry sauce.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. I do love mashed potatoes. And with your mom's gravy. Again, very specific. The family coming together. Little roast potatoes. The little garden potatoes. Those are fabulous. I like potatoes. Fruit salad. Ruth was right on top of where this was going there. What is the best part of Thanksgiving, though?
Family.
Friends. Giving thanks. Harvest. Harvest is very important to Thanksgiving. We celebrate all of these things this weekend, intelligently, before the snow flies, unlike my family in Montana, who always balances the return trip against when the giant snowfall is going to come. Because that's when it always comes in Montana, the weekend after Thanksgiving. We come together and we remember our stories. We remember our recipes, which often go with our stories for many of us. Remember those things we have in our life for which we are so grateful, some of which we give thanks for frequently. Sometimes it's about surviving Thanksgiving with your family that we are thankful for. You laugh because I'm right. That's what we do this weekend. And here at church, we've asked for another show of Thanksgiving, and you have all been so very generous with that and have brought us many things which will go to other people. And then in today's gospel, Jesus talks about worrying. Do not worry, he says. Consider the lilies of the field. I am never a fan of when people bring this verse up because it usually means that I'm wrong and I'm worrying too much. I'm good at worrying in that I do a lot of it. And I am definitely one of those people who, when I've run out of things to be worried about, wonder what I'm forgetting, thus creating a whole new thing to worry about. It's a lovely, unhealthy cycle. With the advent of science and the world we live in today, we know that not only will worrying not add an hour to our lives, but it can take away from our lives. There is not the abundant life we were promised when we worry. But we also live in a world where people worry about these very things Jesus mentions. What will they eat? What will they wear? Are they alone? Do they have a place to stay? We live in that world too. And we remember from further on in the Gospel of Matthew what Jesus tells us about those people in our world, where he tells us that when we feed those who are hungry, clothe those who are naked, visit those who are sick or in prison or lonely, we have done these things to Jesus. We remember that today too, because we know something more as Christians. We know that it is very good when we gather with our family. And today and tomorrow and yesterday, this week and this season, as we gather with our families we were born into, we come here this morning, giving of our time, and our energy and our joy to celebrate with our church family. And we remember that our church family is bigger than those of us who are here. It is spread across the world when people gather together in the church to worship Jesus. And because we worship Jesus, we remember that our family is bigger than our church. Our family is all of those who are hungry and lonely and scared. Today, you have brought things for those who do not have enough. It's a remembrance that our table as a church is larger than this building, is larger than we can imagine, and extends to those who don't know they have a seat here yet. So this weekend, we'll eat our favorite recipes. We'll visit with our family near and far. We will give thanks for all of the good things that are in our life. And because we are called to something more, because something more has been promised, we will work to make sure that other people have many things in their life to be thankful for. Because that is the God we love. That is what we have been promised. And that is what we have been commanded to do. Amen.